Well, we think we had a pretty good day woodshedding that Senate.
Well, yeah, gosh, that was a hell of a thing for you to have to waste your time on. I just was
see?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, no, I don't know whether you got a report, but I was nice to him, but I kicked the living but Jesus out of him.
Maybe you did. I just felt badly that you had to involve yourself in such.
There was no choice that they had, and I was glad to put Mansfield right to the sword.
Well, he was put to the sword.
And now they've announced
what they're going to have. They're going to introduce the resolution.
They're going to do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow, or Wednesday.
It doesn't make any difference now that they've said they're going to do it.
That's right. I just got the report for.
But don't you think it's good that? I think it's good we had him go up and down the hill.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My only regret was that you had to take time out of your day because it's a hell of a waste of time to have to listen to
that. I think it's
jacket.
Good, though, to have presidential leadership. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think you forced them to the wall and they've caved in. And that's just exactly right. They make you mad when you have to go through such jackass exercise.
Well, I must say, our fellow stood up while Mahon was gray. Ford, Scott, Grass, our guys.
Well, you put the wood to them hard.
No, they won't forget it.
No. I did get a report.
You got it to them again.
Poor George Shultz was just exasperated. He said, my God, he said, it's a hell of a way to have to spend a day is to make these people do what is so elementary and responsible. Yeah, so
but it's much better to do it than to have tried to horse around and skim by it another way and say, well, we'll just keep going. No. We'll trust you.
Boy, we called them on it.
Hitting it head on. They tried to bluff us, and we hit them.
Exactly the right way.
What's new on the other front?
Well, we've got a few.
The market's mixed today, they say.
Well, it's about the lowest volume I've ever seen. It ended down a couple of points on 9 million shares.
Yeah.
They're just hanging on their edges, their seats up there waiting for Conley tomorrow, which I think the market isn't going to move until Conley speaks. He talks tomorrow night. Actually, with the balance of payments deficit being announced, it kind of makes Conley look a hell of a lot better by being tough.
Yeah.
If these guys on Wall Street.
Yeah. Well, that's something. I know that the European. I lean a little more to Conley than I do to some of these other jerks. I don't mean to panic too quickly here.
Well,
the average America doesn't give a shit about these foreigners.
No, they don't. In fact, they're quite the other way. The politics works.
We will handle. We'll handle the foreigners. We'll give them something. We're going to make our deal. Just not going to cave too quickly.
As I say, anybody who reads that balance of payments story today, the $12 billion deficit in the third quarter, has to realize that Conley was doing the only thing this country could do. And that story it's playing rather big, but it's...
They don't blame that on us. That's why we did the August 15th.
Passer got that right in the third graph of the story. He was great. He said this proves exactly why the president had to do what he did, and it would have been a disaster if he hadn't. No, he makes that point very clearly.
Yes. What else is new?
Well, Maury Stans went out and did a job for us today, just as we asked him to. He gave a hell of a speech to a business group here in town, but the public relations people business. He chided businessmen for not having the confidence the consumer has. I'm just looking at the wire stories coming in for a hell of a speech. We're hoping to get it replayed in the journal. He talks about all the great consumer statistics and how the business community is sitting on their hands, and they ought to get off and start selling. I think we'll get some play out of it.
I hope our little meeting with the Cost of Living Council.
That's come over the news very well, Mr. President. Yes, it was a damn good
one. You did it.
Of course, I haven't seen the networks, but on the wires, no, I just been working here. I haven't turned the set on, but the wires play it very well. The wires gave it a darn good story.
Well, you know, George Allen.
Sure.
He said, you know why the market's going down? That's why, he said. Well, these guys are in the kitchen. He said, is it because they're uncertain? He says, they think phase two is going to work. They think that basically that prices are going to be down.
Right.
And that inflation's not going to be there. And they're just getting the market ready for it. He says, that's what it is. And I think he's exactly right. And you know what I think, Chuck? We're really building for a much stronger, more healthy economy. That's my answer to that question. I should have gotten more play. That's what Alan said, answered the question on Friday, which he is
Was it, you know, I was amused. You sent me a copy of Paul McCracken's memo to you on retail sales. And Jesus Christ, if a man could take information and make it sound less interesting, less encouraging than that. And I just had fun with Paul today. I sent him up a copy of the lead outlook article in the Wall Street Journal this morning. How was it? And I asked him if, how he explained this in view of his memo to you, that I was very confused. Well, he said that, that it's one of the most superb articles that has yet appeared, and I've sent you a copy of it because it's really worth reading it.
Good.
In full, it says that
I'll read it.
Hidden behind the figures are the sales of consumer durables, which are now 31% above last year. And it goes on to talk about how retail sales are heading 8 to 10% higher, that everybody is planning a huge Christmas season. All the surveys of retailers show that the big worry they now have is shortages of merchandise.
Michael comes down.
And what he, well, he, the ending,
you know, when that happens, it's damn inventory.
Well, once that happens, that's all it takes, is something like that. And then business rushes out and starts producing like hell. They don't like to be caught without products and stuff. But this is written by O'Reilly, who writes the weekly outlook.
He's good, I know.
He's damn good. And I wish you'd get him in. Well, we really should.
Get him in. Just say, I just like to say hello. You do that?
I will, sir. I think you really...
I'd like to see what it looks like.
Well, he's been great with us and stuff. And his conclusion here is that the expansive forces that are at work in the economy right now, he says it doesn't matter what business is saying. They're confused and they don't understand it. But the expansive forces are there. And that the fog of uncertainty is going to lift a lot sooner than they expect. And when they do, they're going to see the economy boom. It's a hell of an article. He traces, and he bases it completely on what we talked about over the weekend, the retail sales and the consumer. And
I've got to read it.
Yeah. Well,
what was the, incidentally, with regard to the my press thing, that generally, according to Allen, was played extremely well.
Very well, Mr. President. Well, your band is all over the country.
Not only the papers, but he meant the style of somewhere in the comments on that. He thought the content. He's, of course, a great believer. How does the man look?
Right.
Apparently, some of them carried that.
Well, they did in both of the news magazines today, even though we don't pay much attention to them. They both gave you high points on the press conference.
By Mark, did they? How'd they have
them? Well, let's see. Yeah, as the president spoke, this is Newsweek, as the president spoke, he exuded confidence, conveying the impression of a man still riding high in his foreign policy coups. Kept his secret so well, and because Mr. Nixon's self-assurance was not unfounded.
This is Time or Newsweek?
That's Newsweek. And then Time had similar comments. They said that the president had tart answers for tart questions about other facets of the war. Your amnesty question, and then sliding into Vietnam, saying that the Nixon doctrine is Cambodia is the Nixon doctrine in purest form.
That's really damn good. They picked up our good answer.
Yes, they did. Then Time says he stopped short of announcing what the force levels would be next year, and it was a shrewd move. And then goes on to explain why it was a shrewd move, including all your options on it. So they both played about. No, you know,
that's good for us, Sean.
Yes, it is. And as much as those bastards take to give us any credit, when you are as in superb form as you were on Friday, they have to. You know, that because American people see it, and if they turn around and pan it, they lose their credibility.
Even though this wasn't on television, except the news.
Well, a lot of people see that. They
have to do it.
They have to. And I think it's the same reason, Mr. President, that we've had very little Democratic criticism. Muskie did his general criticism of the war last night, but he didn't direct it at the press conference or you, and I just...
Oh, incidentally, I now see. We can't fault Gallup. It's an entirely different tone. I told Haldeman that what Gallup is basically trial is between two men.
Yeah.
Harris is in it, so it isn't inconsistent.
Oh. Well, I thought... stupid when I read it, because when I talked to you yesterday morning, I frankly hadn't seen it. I just hadn't gotten to read the papers.
Well, the reason I raised it to Haldeman, told me, that this is entirely different. I asked him at the time, I said, well, maybe he didn't have all of it. He said, oh, yes, I think so. And I read it the day of the news.
Of course.
That's right.
Yeah, totally. And as a matter of fact, it's very interesting because it's misleading in another way. If you put two men against each other, then you're going to get a clear choice, one or the other.
Right.
But if you list off a whole column, you're going to get people straying all over the place. It does show you that Muskie, however, has much more of the second.
He's choice. Everybody's second choice.
Exactly.
Everybody's second choice.
That to me is quite significant because he's not really who they want, but they'll fall back to him. And that's right. That's kind of a weak basis of what we do. No, and that's clear when you compare the polls. The other thing that is misleading about that is it was a comparison between March and now. And so that it doesn't tell you what movement there's been in the interim, which would be a hell of a lot more significant. Because Muskie may have been, and I suspect he was.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And this wouldn't reflect the decline that he's been going through. I talked to Harris.
He's back, yeah.
He's just back today, and he's pulling together. He's done a complete field survey, and he'll have trial heats, approval, and positive, negative, and the whole bit for me by tomorrow or the next day. People are just out of the field. He thought your press conference was sensational.
Wish he'd taken a nap for that. Well,
yeah, so do I.
No, it isn't. As a matter of fact, the polls going up and down. None of us should be. I don't care what they are. I think we're doing reasonably well.
We're doing very well. You're doing beautiful, Mr. President.
Basically, I think that whatever the polls are, Mr. Donald.
Sure is. I was at the Marine Corps birthday ball Saturday night. There were people there from all over the country, but
right.
A lot of them had mailed in. I had any number come up to me. I can't tell you how many. Say, your man is doing better than he's been in 3 years. In my part of the country, he's stronger. And one fellow, a Democrat from Norfolk, he said, oh, I'll just tell you, he said, nobody will go for Muskie or Kennedy. It's Scoop Jackson, yeah, but he's not going to be nominated. I had a fellow from Connecticut. I had one from Chicago. People I hadn't seen in quite a while. And I go almost more by that than by the polls. You know, you can tell the public mood, really, when you talk to people who are reasonably.
So basically, we are doing a good job. God damn it, the poll on the men is coming. At this point,
I can't. Not on that amount.
It would be a terrible thing.
Well, in the final analysis, I cannot see the House doing that. You know, that's the same amendment that was beaten in the Senate. That's basically Cooper Church. I just don't believe that the House will go for that. And especially, as a matter of fact, with the timing of your press conference the way it was, I think that
it was good we had it.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, let me ask you this. I was thinking about having a televised press conference this week, next week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not inclined to do it. Inclined to think she left me dry.
Well, I was going to say the week after Thanksgiving is a hell of a lot better than Thanksgiving week.
Don't you think so?
Yes, I do.
Let him get through Thanksgiving and football games.
That's not a good week of the 22nd is not a good week. I would think the week after
December we could go out.
I think that first week in December,
the week before Thanksgiving is not a good time.
No, it isn't. You have a lot of people who are, well, it's a holiday atmosphere, and you have a lot of people who are traveling, and they're just not thinking.
In December, they settle down
for a couple of weeks before the holiday season. That times nicely because there is that that day program that the Chancellor is going to be in D.C., which is excellent. And that comes hopefully mid-December, so press conference early with the month that began.
Well, okay.
Good housing figures coming tomorrow, Mr. President.
Oh, what is that?
Well, let's back up. Remember, it dipped up a little bit in September, and it's back up now over 2 million a year. And interestingly, the permits for new construction have been hit in October. The all-time one-month high. The highest single month in history. And that's kind of encouraging, because that permits for new construction. Kind of tell you something about the direction that it'll keep going. So that,
right.
That's more of that consumer, you know, that that consumer trend is great.
Yeah. Right. All right, that is good. Well,
oh, yes. Well,
incidentally, I would not be concerned about this one. Let it, I'd like to get it down a bit.
Well, I think it's a very good time to take the water out of it.
And to take the water out. So,
I really believe this inflation theory. You know,
Allen was just categorical. You know, he really, and this guy bets big money.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's what it is. He said, that's just not betting on inflation anymore.
Sure, if you think
so, the market's got to come down.
Exactly right, and that is healthy. If we then get a healthy growth,
right,
that's what it ought to be.
Okay.
We'll go with it, sir.
Fine.
Thank you, Mr. President.